My First Lie, and How I Got Out of It, by Mark Twain, as read by his great-great-grandson, Alex Wilson. No, really. As I understand it, what you desire is information about my first lie and how I got out of it. I was born in 1835. I am well along, and my memory is not as good as it was. If you had asked about my first truth, it would have been easier for me and kinder of you, for I remember that fairly well. I remember it as if it were last week. The family thinks it was the week before, but that is flattery and probably has a selfish project in the back of it. When a person has become seasoned by experience and has reached the age of 64, which is the age of discretion, he likes a family compliment as well as ever, but he does not lose his head over it as in the old innocent days. I do not remember my first lie. It is too far back. But I remember my second one very well. I was 9 days old at the time and had noticed that if a pin was sticking in me and I advertised it in the usual fashion, I was lovingly petted and coddled and pitied in a most agreeable way and got a ration between meals besides. It was human nature to want to get these riches, and I fell. I lied about the pin, advertising one when there wasn't any. You would have done it. George Washington did it. Anybody would have done it. During the first half of my life, I never knew a child that was able to rise about that temptation and keep from telling that lie. Up to 1865, all the civilized children that were ever born into the world were liars, including George. Then the safety pin came in and blocked the game. But is that reform worth anything? No, for it is reform by force.